Today's daf is Soita Daf Lamed Ches, and we are 25 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Omid Beis, Dorash Rabbi Yehuda ben Nachmoni Meturgemone de Rab Shimon ben Lakish. Today's daf is being learned by Ilui Nishmas, Chaim Elazar ben Yibadol Chaim, Rab Shimshin Aryeh. So, believe it or not, we're still in the middle of the sugya of the brachos and the klolos of Har Griza, stating that at the end of yesterday's daf, the sugya came to a head, and we saw a very, very big chiddush, which is the pashut pshat teresh baal peh of what really happened when the Yidden came to Har Grizim and Har Eifel. If you go through the Pesukei HaTorah, it sounds like the Yidden were meant to come to these two mountains. Machloikis earlier in the sugya, where exactly these mountains were. Were they samuch to the Yarden or acharei? They were very far from the Yarden. Regardless, half of Klal Yisrael, six of the 12 Shvatim were to stand on Har Grizim, another six were to stand on Har Eivol. The Leviim were going to stand in the middle. They were going to face the mountains, recite 11 Klalos, the Amru Kalam, Amen, and that's what this procession was supposed to look like. But in yesterday's daf, we saw that in addition to the Yud Aleph Arurin, there were also Yud Aleph Brachos. The Brachos were the inverse of the Klalos. So for example, the first Orah that's mentioned in the Torah is Orah Ha'ish, Asher Yaseh Pesel, U'Maseicha, Toyev As Hashem, Masi Yedei Chorosh, V'Sam Basaser, V'Anu Kala'am, V'Amru Amen. There was a bracha that came along with that said Baruch Ha'ish Asher Lo Yaseh Pesel U'Maseich. Additionally, we saw that there was an Ur Klali and a Baruch Prati. Now, the fact that there's an Ur Klali, that's Mufurish in the Torah. After the 11 Arurim that I mentioned, there's a 12th Arur, which is unique in that it's Klaliistic. It's not talking about anything specific. The Pasuk says Arur Now, just like the Yud Aleph Arurin had a bracha that came along with it, this Arur Klali also had a bracha that came along with it. The chiddush was that every single one of the Arur Pratis had an Arur Klali, and every single one of the Baruch Pratis had a Baruch Klali as well. As if to say that these Yud Aleph Arurin, each one was really made up of four. So you have the Arur Ha'ish Asher Yaseh Pesel U'Maseicha. That comes along with a Baruch Ha'ish Asher Lo Yaseh Pesel U'Maseicha. It comes along with Arur Asher Lo Yakim Estivri HaTayr HaZoiz and Baruch Asher Yakim Estivri HaTayr HaZoiz. So what sounds like just one Arur, really, after further review, is made up of two Arurin. It's also made up of two Brachas. The Gemara took this even a step further and said that each one of these Arurin that I mentioned were made up of four components. Meaning, when there was an Arur that was recited, the Arur said, Arur that's not going to do the mitzvah, that's for sure, but also Arur, the one that's not going to learn the halachas of the mitzvah, not going to teach the halachas of the mitzvah, and not going to be shomer the halachas of the mitzvah, whatever exactly that is. And there were then 11 Arurin, each of which is really made up of four components, Arur Prati, Baruch Prati, Arur Klali, and Baruch Klali, and each one is made up of Lumoid Ulalamed Lishmar Velasais. A little bit confusing, for sure, but this is the Pashit Pshat of the Teresh of Apeh, of exactly what took place in Har Grizim and Har Eifel. We also saw that according to some Shitas HaTanoim, in addition to the Arurin, or the Brachis in the Klalois that took place at Har Grizim and Har Eifel, there was also a Kabbalah's mitzvahs that mirrored what took place at Har Sinai and what mirrored what took place again in Arvas Moyav in the beginning of Mishnah Torah. So we know when the Yidden stood at Har Sinai, they were Mekabal 613 mitzvahs. And then in Arvas Moyav, Hayo Moshe Beres HaTayr HaZoyz, Satzik Ibegechazot. And again, there was a Krisas Briz with a Shvuah and an Ola. And once again, Klai Yisrael was Mekabal all 613 mitzvahs. According to some, that would repeat itself for a third time in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, which is interesting, at Har Grizim and Har Eifel. But either way, that was all yesterday's daf. Today's daf is just the postscript to everything that we saw. And really, for the first time, the Gemara is going to delve into, albeit briefly, we're showing them go into it in greater depth, what exactly these Yud Aleph Arurim even are. So at the end of the day, there are 11 Arurim that are singled out in the Torah. That's undeniable, regardless of what else happened. But this Yud Aleph Arurim that the Torah, in Pshutei Shel Mikra, says were recited at Har Grizim and Har Eval. And the question is what they are. So I think it's just Kedai, super high level, to get a feel for just the words in the Torah. Let's just be Mavisadra for a minute. Oru ha'ish asher yase pesul maseicha, toyevas Hashem masi dei charosh, v'som basoser, v'anu kolam, v'amru ami. The first of the 11 arurin is, Oru ha'ish asher yase pesul maseicha, which, if you wanted to categorize that, avoyda zara. But notice, the Torah says, v'som basoser. So it sounds like this is someone that's being oved avoyda zara, but he's not doing it b'farhesia, he's not a mechotzef. He's doing it b'chadri chador. But the first order is avodah zarah. Number two, order makla over the imai. Order someone, Rashi says, that's mizalzel, miloshin v'nikla achicha. So the second of the orders is someone that doesn't have proper respect for avodah imai. He's mizalzel avodah imai. Number three, order masig v'l'reyeo. Someone that violates the isser of hasogas gvul. He moves his fence just a little bit over to his neighbor's yard. Or a mashke iver badarech, someone that violates lifnei iver loisite michshol. There's an iver, he can't see, and you give him a itza she'ene hegenes. You set him up to proverbially slip. Or a matem mishpat ger yosoin v'almana, someone that distorts the mishpat of a ger, a yosoin, an almana. These are people that, in the words of the Torah, were vulnerable. These are people that don't have anyone protecting them. They're anoshim chaloshim, and you mata the mishpat. You go after the people that are weak and feeble. Or shoychev and eshes aviv. Or someone that is mezana with his father's wife. Or shoychev and behema. Or shoychev and machoisai. Or shoychev in choisantai. Or makri eyu basaser. What does that mean? It says Rashi loshen har. A makrei basaser is somebody that speaks lashon hara. He hits his friend, but he doesn't punch him in the nose. He does it behind his back. He says something about him. And then finally, oru loikeach shoychad lahakos nefesh damnaki. Oru is somebody that accepts shoychad. Either way, these make up the 11 arurin. We're going to talk a little bit more about it in a moment. But first, we have to begin today's daf. So Rish Lakish had a maturgamon. Most prominent people, once upon a time, did. You had a gaba whose job it was not just to bring a chair, but his job was to chazir ibad hashir. So Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani, he is the famous maturgaman of Reish Lakish, and he said the following, Kola parasha kula, if you go through the entire parish of Har Grizim and Har Eval, meaning the Yud Aleph Arurin, you should know it's all a mashal. And the nimshal is, le'nemre elo ben noyef en noyefes. Really, all 11 of these psukim mean the same exact thing. It means niyof. It means Gili Arayis. More specifically, we'll see Rashi in a minute. It means Gili Arayis with an Ishas Ish. So, Kol HaParsha Kulo Loi Nemra Elo Binoyev Vinoyefes. And Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmani explained the first, V'tein L'chochem V'yech Gamoy. He said, Oru Isha Shiyasa Pesel Maseicha V'goymer. That doesn't sound like Noyev Vinoyefes. That sounds like Avodah Zar. Says Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmani, but if it means Avodah Zar, I'm going to ask you a question. But Oru Sagiloi? All he is Ar. If he's Oved Avodah Zarah, if he's making a Pesel of Maseicha, then really the adjective we should use to describe what's going to be the fate of this person should be much worse than Ar. But Ar Sagile Ella must be, it doesn't mean Avodah Zarah. Rather, Zehaba Alo Erva. It's referring to somebody that was born in Erva. Vahoylid Ben, and gave birth to a son. Vaholach Lebein Ovde Kechavim. This son was a Mamzer. As a result, Rashi says, couldn't get married. Lo Yavim Mamzer Bekal Hashem. So what was he supposed to do? Mayasa ben. So he went amongst the Ovdei Kechavim. Once he was by the Ovdei Kechavim, v'Oved Avodes Kechavim, he started being Ovdei Avodes Zara, says the Torah, Arurin, Ovdei V'Imoy Shalzeh, Shekach Garmulai. His parents should be Ara, because they caused what? They caused Avodes Zara. But ultimately, they weren't Ovdei Avodes Zara, because they were Ovdei Avodes Zara, the Einish would have been much worse. If they were the ones that were actually Ovdei Avodes Zara, then the Einish would have been Chesnish. But from the fact that the Torah only says Ara must be what they really are guilty of is Noif and Ayefes, had his Noif and Ayefes come to Ovdei Avodah Zarah because they fathered and mothered a Mamzer. The Mamzer was lost, eventually ended up somewhere in the Far East, was Oved Avodah Zara. They caused it through their Noyef and Noyefes, and that's why they're going to be yours. We'll finish the Gemara, and then we'll get back to this. Tanur Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, V'nasata Zabrach al-Har Grizim, V'asaklolo, V'goymer al-Har Evo. Fake the Gemara, Mat Talmud Loimar. Why did the Torah have to tell me this specific Pasuk? This Pasuk is in Dvarim, Yud Aleph Choftes. What's the Kash? Im L'lami Shetei Brach al-Har Grizim, V'klolo al-Har Evo. Is the purpose of this Pasuk to tell me specifically where the Brachas and the Klolos are going to be? Arei Kvar Nemar. It says another Pasuk. Elu Yamdu So this pasuk seems to be miutar. The reason we have that first pasuk mentioned is because the Torah wanted us to know the order. That the order is going to be first v'nosata es habrocha al har grizim, and only afterwards the es haklolo al har evo. Meaning the Torah doesn't even mention the brachos. All it mentions is the orders. But at the same time, there were brachas, and the brachas had to be before the klolos, and that's the purpose of that pasuk. It's simply to set the seder. It's lahakdim bracha l'klolos. Zok the gemara yochel you kol brachas koydmois l'klolos. You would think that maybe the way this worked is that the Leviim recited all 11 brachas, and then afterwards they recited all 11 klolos. Talmud loymar bracha uklolos. It says v'nasatas abracha loshen yochid, and then it says v'saklolos yosh. Loshen Yachid, and we learn from there, bracha achas koydemes leklala. One bracha comes before one klala. Ve'in kala brachas koydemes leklalas. So each klala has its counterpart. It has its bracha. So the way it worked was, baruch ha'ish ha'shalo yaseh pesel ma'seicha, aruish ha'shalo yaseh pesel ma'seicha. But it's not all 11 brachas and then all 11 klalas. It's one bracha, one klala. Additionally, from the fact that the pasuk put bracha and klala together, v'nosatas bracha l'argizim esa klala al evil, we make a hekish between the bracha and the klala. Ula hakish bracha leklala. To teach us, just like the klolos were recited by who? Va'anu, ha'levim, va'amru. We know it's levim. Who recited the brachas? Now, there's no pasuk that says who recited the brachas, because in the pasuk we're only talking about the aris. So, to the brachas were by the levim. Just like the klolos had to be b'kol ram, af bracha b'kol ram. The bracha also had to be b'kol ram. That's the theme of the perek. Just like the klolos had to be b'loshan ha'kodesh, af bracha b'loshan ha'kodesh. Klala b'klal u'prat, just like the klala had the klal and prat, meaning each prat had a klal associated with it, like we saw in yesterday's daf. Av bracha b'klal u'prat. Ma klala elu ve'elu oinim v'oimrim. Amen. Just like after each klala, everybody said amen. Av bracha elu ve'elu oinim v'oimrim. Amen. So from the Torah Shabbat, we know that it wasn't just Arab, but there was also a bracha, and we also learn that the laws of the bracha is mirrored exactly the laws of the klala. So the whole Shulchan Aruch that you have, as it relates to the klala, you have as it relates to the brachas. And this is Hadron Halach, the sugya of the brachos and the klolos. And really, we're about to shift our attention from a sugya of brachos and klolos to a sugya of brachos, only brachos. The sugya of brachos kayanim, which is going to be the topic of the rest of today's daf. It's also going to be the topic of the next two dafen. But before we come up for breath, I think it's kedai to just put a little ribbon on the sugya of the brachos and the klolos, specifically this last gemara that we just learned. So we mentioned that if you go through the 11 orers in the Torah, it's an interesting grouping of lavin. Now, Rav Yehuda bar Nachmani, the Maturgan of Rav Shimon ben Lakish, said a chiddush. He said, "Kala parsha kulu le'nemre ele b'noyef v'neyefes." That really, all these orers are a mashal. The nimshal is noyef v'neyefes. That's really what's going on in these psukim. And he explained the first one. It's a shtickle Torah, but he explained it. Oro yishasha yasa pesel l'maseicha. The Torah doesn't mean if someone physically is Oved Avodah Zarah, he's going to be Yara, because he's going to be Yara and some. So what then is the Torah referring to? It's referring to someone that engaged in Niyuf. Because of that, Hoylid Mamzer, Mamzer's lost, ends up being Oved Avodah Zarah. We're saying Ara to the parents for engaging in Niyuf and causing someone to get involved in Pesel Masecha. Now, Yehuda bar Nachmani didn't explain the other 10 of the Yaras. As a result, we have to understand how you're going to fit Noyef and Noyefes into all these other Lavin that I mentioned in the Torah. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi Dibra Maskel, Elo Zehaba Alaerva, it's about 5 lines down. After Rashi explains what Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani did say, Rashi then takes over and says, now let me explain to you all the other Aras. I think it's Kedai to see it inside, it's just a few lines. V'chein doyresh es kulon, kol achas lefi pshata. Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani, darshan each one kefi pshata. And he explains, oysa shel arayas, all the arayas, kigoyim, shoychev im chesantoy, ve'esh es ovev, ve'machoysoy, kulon be'esh es ish, Ulamekam betrei aruri. So it's interesting because you would say all the arayas don't need Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani. It's mefurish that they're arayas. So what do you need Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani for? Rashi's explaining why the arurs that are arayas could be benoyev and oyefes. Doesn't require an explanation. It says mefurish arayas. The teretz is, and this is what we meant when we mentioned it in the Gemara, noyef and oyefes means eshes ish. And because it means eshes ish, so where do you see eshes ish? Arur shoychev and eshes aviv. Where is that eshes ish? Zok Rashi, kulam be eshes ish. They're really all be eshes ish, and as a result, they shtim with noyef and oyefes as well. Shoychev and kol behema, the behema is not an eshes ish, says Rashi. That also meant eshes ish, because eshes ish he also saw meisa behema, shemina efes, which is one of the themes of Masachta Soita, right? She behaved like a behema, therefore her carbon is Michael Behema, etc., etc. Mekal of Avimai, or Makla of Avimai. What does that have to do with Noyef and Oyefes? Says Rashi, Habal Eshes Ish. If someone's born in Eshes Ish, Mezalzel Ba'avavu Be'imai. He's Mezalzel in his own parents. Shegidloi Gedulim Ra in the Beisam. Because people are going to say, look at the parents, they raised the son like this, that he's born Eshes Ish. So by the person being Baal Eshes Ish, he's actually being Makla of Avimai, and that's the Shaiches between those two things. Mashke Iver. What is a mashke iver? Someone that's over lifnei iver leisite michshol. How does that tie into eshes ish? Mefate eshes ish. If someone's mefate in eshes ish, really what he's doing is he's being mashke iver. Shehi suma bedavar, because the woman is a suma. This is not being ma'anis. This is being mefate, and the reason is because the eni yodas uncha kamayo, because she doesn't fully appreciate what she's doing as much as he does. He's learned, and therefore, on some level, he's being over lifnei iver, and that's why mashke iver has a shaychus to noyef and oyefes. Masigvul reyehu baal ishtei hareyu hisigvul. If someone's baal ishes chaveri, on some level, he's being masigvul. Makarei eyu basaser. So Rashi Chumash says it's referring to lashon har. But in the shtikel Torah of Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani, what it means is goyrim loy belachash sisarav shetamus bebdikas mayim amorim. Again, a soita theme that someone that's baal ishes ish may cause in a hidden way that this woman should be punished. How is that? Through the Mayim Hamarim, so that there's an element of Makareyu Basasar. Basasar may be Miloshin Stira, Kin of Stira. So there's like a Soita theme over here, and that's how that ties in. Loikeach Shoychad Lahakos Nafesh. What does that do? So Rashi says Tupshatim. Number one, Loikeach Shoychad Lias Oikev Acher Haminaev Ulafates Loy Esha Sish Begarim Lemisa. Because sometimes money has to play a role when it comes to Noyev and Oyefes, an Eslan Zoyna, for example. So sometimes money plays a role. So Loikeach Shoychad would have a Shaychis to Noyev and Oyefes. And then finally, Rashi says, "Mata mishpat ger yosoim in yedei l'darshai." So this is one of the in yedei Rashi's and Shas. But Rashi says that as it relates to that one of the 11, that's the one I can't give zechenetzah with. That's one that I'm not 100% sure on. So just two ha'aras as it relates to this. The first ha'ara is that Rashi says, "What's mekalal of the imoy?" It's referring to a baal ishesish. Someone that's baal ishesish, he's mezalzel ba'aviv u'imoy. And the reason is because people are going to say that, take a look at what came from this house, and as a result, it's a zilzal on Aviv Imoy. The truth is, it's a mefurish gemara, this inyan. It's a few gemaras, I'll just mention one. Ksubis daf memheyam et aleph. The gemara says that Naira Hamurasa, who was chayev skila, so soiklenoisa al pesach beisavia. They used to give her skila al pesach beisavia. Why? Kaloimar, ru'u gidulim shegidaltem. So that's this inyan, that if someone is mezana, Baal Ishes Ish, people are going to say Ru'u Gidulim Shegidaltem, and as a result, it's going to come to Makla of Avimai. The Rechayim HaKadosh, in last week's Parsha, in Parshas Kedoshim, so Rechayim says that Parshas Kedoshim begins, we spoke a lot about this week, Vayidaber Hashem HaMoshe Leimer, Dabrel Kol Adas B'nei Yisro V'yamartam Aleim, Kedoshim Tihu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Alekeichem. And what does Kedoshim Tihu mean? Means a lot of things, but ein mikri yoytzim edei pshutai. Rashi says in Chumash kedoshim tiyu means have uprushim mino arayas. So kedoshim tiyu is arayas. What's the next pasuk? Ish imay va'aviv tiro. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh. What's the shaychus? What's the smichus between kedoshim tiyu have uprushim mino arayas and ish imay va'aviv tiro? So Rechaim HaKadosh says two pshatim. The first pshat he says is based on what the Chachmei Yo'emes say, that just like Yosef HaTzadik we know was nitzel because he saw dmus d'yuknei shel aviv by the chaloyin, we have a mesor that any person who finds himself in a matzav of Yetzirah, specifically in a matzav of arayas, he should be mitzay hired must yuknoi shalaviv, and that's going to be a shmir for him. So k'doshim tiyu have a prushim and arai zok to teira. You know what the eitz is? Ish imay v'aviv tiro. If a person has hira from his father, like Yosef Atzadik had from Yaakov, when he saw the must yuknoi shalaviv, that's going to save him, and that's k'doshim tiyu ish imay v'aviv tiro. But then the Archaim HaKadosh says, I can tell you another pshat. Gam yirbenzu, but there's another inyan. Ki be'asoysei hamizimasa. If a person engages in arayis, yevazik kvoid aviv, he's going to end up being mevaze his father. Ulaze yitzave hakel samach lemitzvas arayis mitzvas moirois shel avaim halamadeto shem gila arayis bitel mitzvas moira avaim shegaram lohem zilzol. As I say, Tarachim, that's the shaychus, that's the smichus between kedoshim tiyu and ish imay v'aviv diro. It's literally what Rashi says right here in Masechta Soita Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. This is the drasha, the shtickle Torah of Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani, Meturgamana, the Reish Lakish, the Hein Hein Advar. But I'll just tell you something interesting. If you look in the Balaturim right here on this pasuk, on the pasuk that says, Orem makla ove v'imoy, v'omar kolom, amen. So the Balaturim says as follows. The Balaturim says that a person that is Baal Ish Ish, and this is, of course, leveraging our Gemara, that this whole drasha and all these psukim are really referring to Niyuv, Goyrim leben shemakla aviv. He's going to cause his son to one day be makla aviv, she'enei makir aviv, because he's not going to know who his father is. The Balaturim, Ayin Sham, if you want to see the exact context, but le'in yoneinu, he's explaining what the connection is between orim makla aviv imoy and Noyef and Noyefes. Why is he explaining that? Because Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani said that it has a shaychus to Noyef and Noyefes, but he himself never explained it. So Rashi, here in the Sugya, explained it the way he explained it, and the Balaturim is explaining it the way he explained it. So says the Balaturim, you want to know the Vart is that if a person is going to engage in Niyuf, ultimately he's going to cause his son to be Makle Aviv. Why? Because he doesn't know who his father is. So the Balaturim says what he says, Bekitzer, Kedarki b'kodesh, the whole Balaturim is written sort of b'remiza. But really what the Balaturim says very, very b'kitzer is mefurish, a little bit more ba'arichos in the Medrash. We're not going to speak out the whole arichos in the Medrash, but the Medrash says as follows. If you look in Parshas Mishpatim, the Pasuk says, Maka ovi v'imoy yumas. Then the Pasuk says, V'goyin avishu mecharoi, v'nimtza biyadoi mois yumas. And then the Pasuk says, Mekalal ovi v'imoy is also chayim misa. So the Medrash asks the kasha. Maka aviv imoy. If somebody hits his father or mother, you must. For goyin avishu mecharoi. If you kidnap someone and sell him into slavery, old school, chayiv misa. And then if you mekalal aviv imoy, speak the medrash v'chima ra lahafsik goyin av nefesh bein maka lemekalal. V'haloi lo yoyoroi lahafsik beinayim. Lefi shem maka mekalal shneim nemorim ba'oinosh aviv imoy. Lo ma'asa kein. A whole arichos. But says the Medrash, l'chura, it seems to be inappropriate. Why are we interrupting the sugya of someone that doesn't treat his parents properly by mentioning goyin avishu mecharoi? Says the Medrash, l'am netchas coming to teach you. Shal zen nischayiv goyin av nefesh miyisro. You want to know why the goyin av nefesh miyisro is chayiv miso? This is the reason. Shehu makir aviv imoy umekalalam. Because when somebody gets kidnapped, Rahman al-Watslan, and sold into slavery, it's possible that this child is going to grow up and one day he'll be Maka Aviv Imoy, or one day he'll be Makala Aviv Imoy. Why? Lefisha Eino Gadol Ima. Because he's not going to grow up with his parents, Ve'inu Makiram, and he's not going to know them. And because he's not going to know them, it's possible that one day this person who would never be Maka Aviv Imoy, he'd never be Makala Aviv Imoy, but he's going to be involved in Episan Indian with this person. He's not going to like him. And he's going to either punch him in the nose physically or verbally. And as a result, he's going to be over this Issachamr of Maka Aviv Imoy, Makala Aviv Imoy. So in between Maka Aviv and Makala Aviv, Zok Tatoy, we're going to Vishu Machari. Because you should know that if you're going to Vishu Machari, you're going to potentially get involved in this Indian. So the Medrash says like this, Af Kan Lokach Hifsik Bein Akid. Any person that's born in Erva, pa'amim shemoylid ben, v'goyrim lemamzer lekalal aviv. it's very possible that a person that is going to have a child, a mamzer, so this mamzer is not going to know who his father is. He may think his father is his mother's husband, but really his father is a completely different person. So he's going to give cover to the man that's raising him, which is very nice, but at the same time, he may one day have a geschäft with his real father, and he's going to be maka aviv, and he's going to be mekal aviv. And it's for that reason the Torah said that it's so chomer for a person, you have to make sure not to be involved in the inyan of niyaf, because if you're going to be involved in the inyan of niyaf, could be you're going to have a child one day who's going to end up doing this inyan. The bottom line is, he goes through this mamish with a tremendous arichos, the Medrash says it, but this is the punchline. The punchline is that it's very, very possible through niyaf that the child will one day be makla of imay. This is the makar to the balaturim. So what we have is that all 11 arurim are related to niyaf and ayefes. Rabbi Yehuda ben Nachmani Mitugamari, Rabbi Shimon Lakish said it. He explained the first one. Or Isha Shayasa Pesel Masecha. Rashi explained 9 of the other 10. As it relates to Or Makla Ove Ve'imai, we have 2 Mahalchim. We have Rashi, who says that it's because if someone is involved in Niyuf, people are going to say, Re'u Gidulim She Gidaltem, Dar Chaim HaKadosh, says the same Gedank to explain the Smichos between Kedoshim Tiyu and Ish Imai Ve'Ovev Tiro. Inami, a second mahalach in the shaykhis between Ar Makl Ova V'Imoy and Neuf and Ayefis is what the Balaturim says, which has a makar and a Medrash Rabbah and Parshas Nosoy, and that is that if somebody is going to be involved in Neuf and Ayefis, it's very possible that a child is going to be born. That child will not know who his father is and may inadvertently one day be Makl Ova V'Imoy and be Makal Ova V'Imoy. As a result, Neuf and Ayefis is going to lead to this inyan of Makl Ova V'Imoy. But just to speak out one second and final aura, and that is, so the drush of the Yod Aleph Arurin is Noyef and Ayefes. It's all a mashal. The Nimshal is the same thing. But Eimikri Yoytzim Edei Peshutai. And at the end of the day, the Pashup Shan and the Pasuk is that there are 11 Azaros that were singled out. And these were the Klolos and their counterpart were the Brachos and Argrizim and Harevel. There has to be some common denominator between these 11 Klolos. Right, you don't hear much about, we know about the Ten Commandments, but not about the 11 curses, right? So what exactly are these Yud Aleph Klolos? If you look in the Mefarshei HaChumash, they all say the same thing. Ibn Ezra, the Rashbam, the Chaim HaKudosh, everybody says the same thing. The same Gedank, each one in their Nusach. And the Gedank is that the Tzad HaShava between these 11 Arurin, these are things that happen B'Seisr. These are things that you could be a Balabatish person, and you could have a shame toiv, shmei hoylach, misoifa oilam vat soifai, but at the same time, you could be mamish and ish moshchis by violating one of these 11 things. And simen ledavar, speak out the rishonim, is that if you look at the first order, oro isha sheyasa pesel maseicha, toiv as Hashem, masi yidei choresh, v'som basoser, right? We go out of our way to mention that this happened basoser, or makireyu basoser, and really those two are megala on the entire cloud. That what's happening over here is these are averus that can happen basoser. Go through the Rishonim; they explain exactly how it's playing itself out. So I'll just tell you, Rishonei Azov of Reb Shamshul Rafael Hirsch, Shari Aaron brings it here on these psukim, and I think it's kedai just to hear a few psukim to get a feel for it, and then we're going to start Brichas Kayanim. So the pasuk mentions the 11 arurim. Says Rav Shamshul Farul Hirsch, Hachatom haniskarim kan, nelomim bederech klal me'enei abriyos. These are things that bederech klal, the enei abriyos are not going to be aware of. I'm going to skip around. Mishum kach heinemsorim kan lahashkocho elikis hagezeres bracha v'klal. It's precisely for that reason that the Eibishter said, man can't judge you whether or not you're doing these averus or not. So, in a b'chai gavna, there's no choice. So therefore, there's brachas and klolos. That's why the Eibishter says, I'm going to take over with this. Dovezem befurish bepsukim tez vavichav dalet. Shekosa behem basoser. V'chein gam shara chatom shenema behem orer. Heim chatom shebeseser. Mitzad etzem tivam. Ve'etzem hachashoyis shalachatom ma'elo hi ha-menil ha-mirus ha-klolos. That's the Indian. And he goes on to explain it a little bit on an individual basis. He says, "Nimtza shezehu efei harayon shel harurim ha'elo oror loytitzlach darke shel adam ha'oisa echad me'elo who meschazek klapi chutz kimisha davik b'Hashem." Says you have a person mibachutz who looks like he has a moirde gedveikis, his avoides anat shayich ach b'chashoy who koifer b'mitzuyusay ubenahagosay habelod shel Hashem. He's someone that's violating Orish Asheyasa Pesel Maseichel. Right, this is something that he's involved in. Kapi chutz who know covered by avavu ve'imai. Ach besesa liboy who mesnase aleim bezulzel. Be'inei abriyos who shomer al shmei atoiv ka'adam yasha. Ach be'in royim when nobody's looking who mitzamtzem es tchumei hachuki shareyeyu kidei lahavik tayalas la'atzmoy. This person's never going to steal. He's not going to come to you at gunpoint and take something from you. But he might move his fence just 1 inch into your tchum. Ba'oznei ha'chachomim u'pikhim hu medaber be'slavu shal Ezra l'zulas. You see this person, he's getting together graces achin to help people. Ach hu'mamit shoyo shal ivrim v'kitzrei riyo. But an iver or someone like that, if he has an opportunity to step on this person, he'll step on in a second. Hu'machnias atzmi b'fnei g'doylim v'chazakim. He gives a lot of cover to anoshim chashuvim. Oh, this person, he knows how to be mechabit. He respects very successful people. Ach hu'nimna melekayim eschoyvosoy ho'anushes klapi chaloshim v'chasrei yesha. The mishpat of the ger and the yasim and almana, that is already matter. Hu shomer behischastos al animusim hamusriim shal hachevra. Achu mismake bechashoy lepritzos ba'arayas. The Rishonim say that all the arayas that I mentioned are arayas that you're not going to end up getting into trouble with. First of all, the arayas that you have by you in your house. Ishnes Aviv or Chaisantai or the behema. The lashon of the Rishonim is what the behema is going to go say, that you are mezana with the behema. So these are all situations where you're doing this in a way where no one's really going to know. Ein hu shoylef es harbe keneged reyeyu. This is a person that would never yield a sword against his friend. Ach b'masve shol sichas reyen hu reitzeach es oishroy eshloim who do anything to knock out the oishim at an aleph and the shalom and the covet of a person, he'll speak lashon hara about him. This is a person that people say gevaldige zachen about him. He's really not living up to it, and he's a whole different person. The Torah is coming to say, this is the aura. The side of this is saucer. It's all saucer. This is dafka person. The whole cheftz of Hagrizim and Arevel was Asadah Mensch as a Balabatish Mensch. Everything about him looks perfect. But he figures out a way in every single walk of life. Binyani Arayas, Binyani Gezel, Binyani Beradam Al-Khaveroi, Binyani Shmir Salosh and Shmir Seinayim, and all these different inyanim, and nobody's around. This person's not behaving the way he's supposed to behave. The only one that knows is the Eibishta, and that's why the Eibishta says, when it comes to this, leave this in my hand, and I'm going to be the one that's going to deal with this. Hadron Aloch, the sugyas of Brachos and Klalos. So the sugya Brachos Kayanim is mentioned where in the Torah? It's in Parshas Nasai. Next to which parasha? The parasha of Soita and the parasha of Nazar. So we talk so much about the smichos between the parasha of Nazar and Soita, the siyum of Masechtes Nazar. We spoke a little bit about a connection maybe between Nazar and Birchas Kayanim. Now we'll have to figure out a connection between Soita and Birchas Kayanim. But either way, the sugya Birchas Kayanim is coming up right now. Not hard gemaras, halacha l'maisa, a lot of interesting machshava, a lot of meridik some ciphers. There's a lot happening. Zok the Mishnah, Birchas Kayanim Ketzad. What are the laws of Birchas Kayanim? And to be clear, why are we talking about Birchas Kayanim? It's not such an easy answer. It's because we started and are learning the parak of Elu Namar B'Chaloshin, Elu Namar B'Loshin HaKadosh. One of the things that I have to be said B'Loshin HaKadosh is Birchas Kayanim, and as a result, we're going to talk about Birchas Kayanim for 3 days. B'Medina Oymer Oysah Shalosh Brachas. In the Medina, meaning outside of the Makom HaMikdash, Birchas Kayanim is made up of 3 brachas. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yar Hashem ponav v'lecha v'chunecha, Yisra Hashem ponav v'lecha v'yasim l'cha shalim. U'b'mikdash bracha atas. In the base of HaMikdash, it's only 1 bracha. What's the difference? So Rashi speaks out what the Gemara is going to say in the coming days, and that is, we know the klal, ein oinim amin b'mikdash. In the base of HaMikdash, no one ever said amin. So in the Medina, where you say Amen, you're mafsik between the brachas. You say Amen after each bracha, but in the base of Mikdash, there is no Amen. And because there's no Amen, so there's no hefsik, and that's why it's bracha achas. The Mikdash Omer es Hashem. The Kayhanim, when they would duchen in the base of Mikdash, they would say the Shem Havayah Kichsavoy, the way it's written. Rashi, B'yud Kei. Ube Medina. But outside, it'd be B'kinuy of Rashi, B'alef Dalet. You don't say the Shem Havayah outside of the base of Mikdash, it was said B'alef Dalet. B'medina Kayhanim Noisin Es Yedem Keneged Kasfeim. In the Medina, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Gehanim would duchen, so they would lift their hands, but it would be shoulder height. Ubemikdash. However, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would lift it al gabi roshayim. They would lift it on top of their heads. Chutz mi kohen gadol, with the exception of the kohen gadol, she'ine magbias yadav l'mailam anatzitz. He couldn't lift his hands so high because we don't want his hands to be above the tzitz, because the tzitz has the shem Hashem on it, and it's inappropriate to lift your hands on top of the shem Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda said, af kohen gadol magbias yadav l'mailam anatzitz. Even the kohen gadol would lift his hands l'mailam anatzitz. Shenem, the pasuk says, vayisa aharon es yadav el ha'am vayivarchem. That's referring to Vayibe Yom HaShmini. It was the first day that Aharon HaKohen did the Avodah. It was the Shmini L'Miluim, after the 7 days that Moshe Rabbeinu had done the Avodah. And one of the features of that day, a lot happened on that day, but one of the features of that day was that Aharon HaKohen benched Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk says, Vayisa Aharon es Yadav, and it sounds like he lifted it L'Maila Min Hatzetz. And you see from there then that even the Kohen Gadol could lift his hands l'mayla menatzitz. Zok digmar, tanur rabban. So we're going to bring now a whole bunch of short braises. So these are literally short stories. These are short braises that are going to mention different halachas, kitzur shulchan aruch style, bullet point style, that relate very much to the basic halachas of Birchas Kohanim. The first braise, tanur rabban. It says in the Torah, koyseh varcho es b'nei Yisrael, amor Lohem. So the pasuk says that Hashem tells Moshe, "Daber al Aharon ve'albanav lehemar, koysavarcha es bnei Yisrael amar lehem." From the word koysavarcha, we learn b'lashon hakodesh that Birchas Kohanim has to be b'lashon hakodesh. Atam b'lashon hakodesh, ayin el b'chaloshon. How do you know that it really has to be b'lashon hakodesh? Never can koysavarcha. V'nevel ha'alon, and it says somewhere else, "Elo yamdu levarich esa'am." It says the word levarich there too. From Gzeira Shava of Sevarchu and Levarich, from the Brachas and the Klolos of Harbizim and Areva, we learn that Birchas Kehanim has to be B'lashon HaKadosh. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ein Eitzarech, you don't need that. He says what we just said a moment ago. It says the word Kai, Atshayim B'lashon HaZeh. So we have a Brisa that teaches us the halacha that Birchas Kehanim has to be B'lashon HaKadosh. Teaches us the Makar. What is the Makar? It's a Machlokes. Either it's learned from Gzeira Shava from Brachas and Klolos. So we just finished the Suya Brachas and Klolos. We went right back. Or it's learned from the word Koi. Koi means B'lashon HaZeh. It means that it has to be B'lashon HaKodesh. Now it's very appropriate that the first halacha that the Suya should discuss related to Brachas Ke'anim is Lashon HaKodesh, because that's the whole reason we're talking about this. Tanya Yidach. Atzveite Braisa. Koi Sevarchu Ba'amito. That Birchas Kehanim has to be ba'amido. Yeah, Kehanim have to stand when they do Birchas Kehanim. You say that it has to be ba'amido. Who said? Maybe the Kehanim could sit. Never can koyse varchu v'nem lahalon eila yamdu levarich. Again, we're back to the brachas and the klolos. Ma lahalon ba'amido. Just like the Leviim were standing when they did the brachas. Afkan ba'amido. So too the Kohen. When he does Birchas Kehanim, he needs to stand. Rav Nassim says, Ein Eitzarech. You don't have to come on to Gzeira Shava. I know it. From the sugi of the Kehanim itself, Harei Oimer, the pasnik says, L'sharsai u'levarech bishmai. Now this pasnik talks about the Havdalah of Shevet Levi. Ba'isahi hivdala Hashem as Shevet Levi. Loseis asaroin bris Hashem. Lamoid lifnei Hashem. What's their job? L'sharsai u'levarech bishmai adayim ezeh. This pasnik is in Dvarim Perikyut pasnik Ches. But the point is that we juxtapose L'sharsai, which is the avoid in the Beis HaMikdosh, with Levarech Bishmoy, that's Brachas Kehanim. Ema Mishores Bamido, just like Avoida has to be done Bamido, Af Mevarech Bamido, so too Mevarech has to be Bamido as well. Mishores Kufim, you know. How do you know that Avoida itself has to be Bamido? Because the pasuk says Lamoid Lishores, so you see that all Shiras that the Kehanim used to do had to be Bamido. So the second halacha, which we didn't know yet, is that Birchas Kehanim has to be ba'amida. What's the makar? It's a machloikis. The Tanakama, the Chachamim, and the Braises say that it's learned out Gzeiru Shava from the Brachis and the Klolis of Har Grizim and Har Evil. Rav Nassim said, Eino Itzarech. I know Mineu Bey from one of the psukim that talk about Birchas Kehanim. Because one of the psukim says, L'sharsoi u'levarech b'shmai. And just like Shiras Avoida had to be ba'amida, Dechsiv Lamoid L'sharis, so too Birchas Kehanim has to be Ba'amida as well. So two makar is how you know that the Kehanim that did Birchas Kehanim had to be standing. If you look in the Rishonim, it's mavur that there's a big nafgamina between the two makaris. According to the first makar that is learned out from Gzeira Shava, from the parish of the Brachas and the Klolos, this limud is an exclusive limud to the halach of this braisa. And that is, even though in theory, Sol Kedai Techamina, why not? The Kehanim should be able to sit. ungeleint, maybe, when they do Birchas Kehanim. I don't know. Kamash Malan Alimud. That is a Gzereshav that says they know they have to be standing. But according to the second Jerusha, that is a Hekish between L'sharsoy u L'varech Bishmoy, L'chura, what would emerge is that we're comparing Birchas Kehanim to Avoida. And we're going to learn a halacha based on this comparison, this hekesh. That just like Avoida has to be Lamui L'Sharis, so to Birchas Kehanim has to be in the same way. If that's the case, Zogin the Rishonim, L'chura, they'd be mocking to say that Doin Mina Umina, that there's other halachas now that we have to learn from Avoida. And let's open up a Masechta Zvachim. Specifically, a good place to start would be the first Mishnah in the second parak, or the Psule Avoida, and let's maybe compare it to the laws of Birchas Kayanim, and maybe any person or any matzv that's not okay when it comes to doing the Avoida would be a problem when it comes to Birchas Kayanim as well. In fact, if you look at Toysus in our Sugya, Toysus Dibra Maskel Harehu, the skip to the bottom. So Toysus says, Venerlery. I hold that if a koyin would do birchas kayanim while he's sitting, but the evidence wouldn't be okay. Hoyl v'iskish bracha l'shiras. V'gabi shiras on the perek base this v'achim diyosh mechala l'avoido hilchach afkan tzorich lachzer l'varich moment. And the poskim say, you see from Tais, Tais is a real hekesh, and it's going to teach me this mamish all the way to the end. Doin mina umina. And just like when it comes to avoida, it's mechala the avoida. So too when it comes to this, the halacha is going to be the same way. The Taz in Hilchas Nesias Kapayim, which is a very, very long siman in Shulchan Aruch, incidentally, it's a siman Kuf Chav Ches and Erechai. All the halachas of Nesias Kapayim are there. So the Taz, and this is in Siv Kotten Chav Zayin, he discusses the halacha of a Balmum Duchanim. So whether or not a Balmum Kiduchim is a Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Masechtas Megillah. It says that people that had certain women shouldn't duchen, and the reason is because these are women that may cause other people to look, and you're not allowed to be mistakel b'shas yeduchen. Freit the Taz v'teimali amay lo yia pasul mishum deiskish la'avoida. You have a whole shayla shmuz of Balmum doing the avoida, not doing Birchas Kehanim, not doing Birchas Kehanim. It's possible it should be a problem. Kid isav perik elun amarim hevesi b'siv yudalid dechsev l'shar soy ulavarich mishmoy. The mitam zeh pasul b'yoshiv k'moishu kasu atoysis perik elun amarim daf lamed ches nir l'rikoyin shabich birchus kana b'yeshiva loy asav loy klom hoyl v'iskish bracha l'shirus v'gabi shirus ama perik beiz desvachim v'yoshiv mechal avoida hilkach afkan namid tzarech lachzer m'umid. So if that's the case, says the Taz, if you're going to tell me that there's a manda amar in the sugya that holds that the makar that you can't do Birchas Kehanim when you're sitting is learned out from Avoida, and Tosfos, Taz is coming from Tosfos, said that it's not just a limud, but it's mamish Avoida in the sense that just like if a kohen would do the Avoida in such a way, he'd be mechal the Avoida, so the Birchas Kehanim is not good. So that means we're literally learning that Birchas Kehanim is like doing the Avoida. So if it's like doing the Avoida in Halacha anyways, so if that's the case, Baal Mum can't do the Avoida, so he shouldn't be able to do the Avoida either. And because it is Kasha, the Taz says, I want to say a very, very big Chiddush. I want to say that could be there's a difference between a Baal Mum and between sitting and standing. And that is, if someone is sitting, you could stand up. It's Biyotcha to stand up. But if someone has a Mum, unfortunately, it's not biyadai for him to change the mum. And because it's not biyadai for him to change the mum, maybe over there it's going to be different. Now you need a makar to that. So he says maybe the makar is that the pasuk says Dabra laharim valban of lemar, and you find elsewhere the chazal darshin from the word bnei aharon l'rabbis bali mumin. Maybe he also mabri bali mumin. This is not our sugya now. We're not going into this. Be'iyun, this is just a ha'ar we're throwing in the middle of the daf. But I'm just pointing out that the Taz took this mamish to a very, very big extreme. And at the end he says, V'dover chiddushu, this whole shmuz to me is a big chiddush. Ashalei matzonu kush yezu uperuka. I didn't see anyone ask this kasha. Why it's even a shat havamina that a balmum should be able to do the birchas kayanim, nor did I see the teretz b'shum metharish kadmo in v'loi basra. I never saw anyone ask this kasha, and it's a very big chiddush to me. But it's pasha to me based on the sugi and based on what Tosfos says that this is really the way it should be. The Prima Gadim in his Mishpitzos Zav, and this is in Siv Katan Lamites, so he comments on this Taz. Just listen to one line. V'hine l'dasa Taz oischav zayin. That's the one we just read. V'ois lamin hey the hekish gomer human atayra nesias kapayim lavoida hanach shisha ratzoloy mazar cholol yoishev oinein shtuye yayin ve'orul yesh loymar that they are going to be min atayra psulim u'mechali avoida v'nesias kapayim. That's what you're coming out since the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says, one thing I see in this Taz, that the Taz holds that anyone that can't do the Avodah can't do Berachas Kehanim either. That's what the Taz was so bothered. What about Bali Mumin? And he said a drusha, and he acknowledged that it's a chiddush that I didn't find in one Kadmon and one Basroi. But the bottom line is it's a major nafkemina between these two Mahalchim and the Gemara. We're learning here a Gemara, and the Gemara brings two Mekairis, how you know that Berachas Kehanim has to be by me. Either it's learned out from Gezer Shofar, the Berachas on the Klolos, or it's learned out from the Sheiches between L'sharsoy ulevarich b'shmoy. There's a major nafkimita, because if there's really a hekesh between L'sharsoy ulevarich b'shmoy, then what would come out is that it wouldn't just be negeya standing, but it would be negeya the shisha psulim that the Prima Gadim discussed, and you would walk away with a very, very big kasha. What's this whole sugya about Bali Mumin? L'chayr, it should be puzzled that it shouldn't be okay as it relates to Bali Mumin. Incidentally, I saw that Prima Gadim Teich Dvar, when he's going through this Inyan, so he's discussing this Hekish, and he says that Hekish, everyone knows, is one of the Yud Gam Amidah Shartar and Adreshes Ben, and if that's the case, it's a real Hekish, and that's where the Taz was coming from, and that's why it's Shtelzu with everything else. We know that Hekish is not one of the Yud Gam Amidah Shartar and Adreshes Ben. We speak to that a lot. It's a mistake. I mean, Prima Gadim couldn't have made mistakes. You have to be Miyash of the Prima Gadim, but he says in Mefurish, he says, Hekish is one of the Yud Gam Amidah Shartar and Adreshes Ben. It's not. Go through Rabbi Yishmael Oimer again, Far Hoidi, you'll see it's not mentioned. We've spoken about this. We said over Torah once from Rav Moshe Zev Mezuzah. Rav Reuven Margolis is Rebbe. He said when he was in Lvov, he had a Rebbe. His name was Rav Moshe Zev Mezuzah. We tracked down one of his svarim. He was a Sagi Nar, and he used to be a Mikri Dardiki. His tshuva is between him and Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin and the big Gedolim of the time. This was a Melamed Tinoikis in Lemberg in the late 1800s. But either way, he was a Goyen Olam, Kimavur from his svarim. And Rav Reuven Margolis brings that he once heard from his Rebbe that we know the Sfarim HaKdoshim say, the Bnei Saskha brings it from the Maggid, but this is something that's very Yudu in the Chassidish Sfarim, that the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar and Adreshes Behem, they correspond to the Yud Gimel Midah Shal Rachamim. And each one corresponds to another. So, for example, you have Kael, which corresponds to Kal V'Chaymen, being that Kael is the Shem of Refuah. Ono Kael no Refon no La Kal V'Chaim is a school of Refuah Advar Matikin. But the point is, he said that he heard from his Rebbe Rav Moshe Zev Mezuzah Sifsois of you David Vayis Bekaver. He said that we know there's one midah that's not really a midah, and that's Hekish. Hekish feels like one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatayr and Adreshes Behem, but really it's not. And he says if the Yud Gimel Midas correspond to Rachamim, it's mistaber that Hekesh also corresponds to Rachamim. So he said a Dover Nifla. He said that we know that the Mukubalim said that the first of the Yud Gimel Midas Shal Rachamim is Kael. Tosfos in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah has a Shaila. Is it the first Hashem or the second Hashem? Of Hashem, Hashem. But the Chachmiyam said that really it starts with Kael. The Behuda brings into sin is Drashas Kiyodua. Again, we've spoken about this a lot. But the point is that if the first of the Yud Gimel Midah Sharachman is Kael, that means Hashem Hashem is really not one of the Yud Gimel Midah Sharachman. Chazal Darshan Hashem Hashem, that the Ebishter is a Rachum before a person does the Avera, and he's a Rachum after he does the Avera. It's the Hekesh, Hashem Hashem, that when Makish Fardachet, Avada the Ebishter is Bemidas Arachamim, it's a Bechina of the Rachme Gedolim of Havaya, so to Lachachet, it's the same way. So he says, that's the Hekesh. So in the Yud Gimel Midah Shal Rachamim, you have the Yud Gimel Midah Shaitar and Adreshes Behem, and you even have the Hekesh, which is not one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shaitar and Adreshes Behem. It's Merumas and Dashem Hashem, which is Koidim. It comes before the Yud Gimel Midah Shalrachim. Either way, Dvarim the Flam from Ramosha Zev Nuzuzza. Either way, going back to Brichas Kehanim, another Brisa, Tanya Idoch, and that's going to be the theme now. Tanya Idochs. When the Kehanim duchen, they're supposed to duchen Menasiyas Kapayim. They're supposed to lift their hands. Who said they have to lift their hands? Right? The duchening is referred to as Nasiyas Kapayim. Why? Because they lift their hands, do the Kehanim. That's clearly a critical feature of how this works. I was going to say the visual, but you're not supposed to look. Of exactly how this plays itself out. So, who even said that it has to be Menasiyas Kapayim? Where do you see Nasiyas Kapayim? It says Koisavarchus Bnei Yisrael Amar Lahem. Doesn't say one word about Nasiyas Kapayim. So the Gemara never can Koisavarchus Bnei Yisrael Haran Nasiyas Yadav Elohim Bayuvarchim. It says that when a Haran Akoyin gave a bracha to the Yidden by the Shminilim Aluim. It says there, what did he do? Vayiso aharo ines yodov. There was Nesias Kapayim. So Mala halam Nesias Kapayim, just like there was Nesias Kapayim. Afkam Nesias Kapayim. So to here, it has to be Nesias Kapayim. Zok to Gimam, Kasha led Rabbi Yonison. Rabbi Yonison heard the Shtikal Torah. He had a Kasha. He said, Mala halam Kayin God of Rosh Chodesh, Rabbi the Sibur. If the Makarta Nesias Kapayim is aharon HaKayin by the Shminilim Aluim, so l'chura, maybe the only time there's an Nesias Kapayim is number one if it's the Kohen Gadol. Number two if it's Rosh Chodesh. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And number three if it involves Avodas Tzibur. There were Karbanei Tzibur over there. So here too, Afkan Kohen Gadol over Rosh Chodesh Avodas Tzibur. Rav Nassan said, I hear, but I'll tell you a different pshat anyways. You don't really have to come on to the Gzeir Shavah from Aharon HaKohen. Harei Oimer. It says, Hu Uvanov Kol Hayom. Now this pasuk again is talking about the avoda, and it's talking about the avoda. Ki boy bachar Hashem lokechem kol shvatecha lamoy b'shores b'shem Hashem hu uvan of kol hayamim samakish b'noi loy bon of loy mahu b'nesias kapayim hu uvan of, just like hu aharon hakohen was nesias kapayim af bon of nesias kapayim, so to the kehanim nesias kapayim v'ksiven, it says kol hayamim, it says that. Meaning that's not just a rasha, but it's going to be this way always. The iskish bracha l'shirus, and even though that pasuk really is talking about shirus, but iskish bracha l'shirus, so just like by shirus, makishu levanov kol hayamim, so to bracha makishu levanov kol hayamim. Bottom line is, whatever was by who, by Aharon HaKohen, is going to be true for banov, even though they're not ke'anim gedoilim, even though it's not Rosh Chodesh, it's kol hayamim, right? So makishu kol hayamim, this is always the way it's going to be. V'tanya idoch, and we learned in another braisa. Kosev orchis b'nei Yisrael b'shem ha-mefayrish. The way the ke'anim is supposed to duchen is with the shem ha-atim, shem ha-mefayrish, and ha-bekinui. How do you know? Maybe it's with another one of the shemas. Talmud Loimar, it says, v'somu ashmi. Al bnei Yisrael bani Avarchim. What does Shmi mean? Shmi hamiyuchidli. It means the shame hamiyuchid. Yochalach begvulin. Can you would think? Okay. So anytime there's duchening, even begvul, even outside the malkam hamikdash, is the way you're supposed to duch. Never kam v'sombu Shmi v'never lahalon lasum es shemoy shom ma lahalon beis habchira. Just like over there, it's referring to the beis habchira. Afkan the beis habchira. So it says the word shmi shmoi. So we learned that just like there, it's in the beis habchira. So to here, it's only in the beis habchira. So where it's in the beis habchira, it's shmi hamiyuchad Rabbi Yoshe Oimer einoi tzarich. You don't have to come on to this makar. I have a different makar. Rei Oimer, the pasuk says that mizbach adam atasali v'zavach to olavas alusach v'shlamech v'stoyin chavest korecho b'chol amokoim asher asker eshmi avoy elecha uveirach ticha. So the pasuk says, "B'chol amokim asher asker shmi, any place that you're going to mention my name, avoy elecha, I'm going to come to you, uveirachticha, and I'm going to bench you." So the Gemara says, "B'chol mokim solkadaitach." So Rashi says, "What's the kasha?" The kasha is, it sounds like anywhere a person wants to mention Hashem's name, all of a sudden the shechina is going to come. Avoy elecha uveirachticha. It can't be. Elo, you have to say that that's not what the pasuk means. Again, literally, that's what it sounds like the pasuk is saying. Anywhere a person benches Hashem, Avayelecho verachticha. Elo, mikrozem mesurasu. This pasuk, the words are right, but you have to reorder the words. They're out of seder. What the pasuk is saying is, b'chol makom asher avoy eilecha uverachticha. Any place where you know I'm going to come to give you bracha, such as the makom hamikdash, sham asker et shmi, that's where you can mention shmi amiyuchadli. Ve'echon avoy eilecha uverachticha. Where is that? Bebeis habchira, sham asker et shmi, bebeis habchira. Again, it's a little wordy. But the point is, it's b'chol makom asher avoy eilecha, which is in the makom hamikdash. Did this in inyan of asker shmi, then you can mention the shem amiyuchadli. Tanya d'chnacha b'raisa, kais v'archas b'nei Yisrael. Eli ele b'nei Yisrael, geirim noshim v'avodim mishukhar minayim. How do you know that there's an inyan for the kayhanim to give brachas to the geirim, to the noshim, and the avodim mishukhrarim? Talmud loymar omar lohem is a riboy, a kulu, every single year. Tanya idach. Another b'raisa, kais v'archu, it says, kais v'archu, ponim keneged ponim. The Oilam that's receiving the bracha from the kohanim should be standing literally ponim keneged ponim. Ato emir ponim keneged ponim. Oy enayelo ponim keneged oyrev. Maybe the could be with their backs, with their necks to the kohanim. Talmud loymar amar lohem. You should talk to them. You talk to your friend. He stands with his back to you. No, that's inappropriate. He would stand with his face to you. And this is the way that you're supposed to do this. The Chasam Sofer. In Chasam Sofer Al HaTorah, he says that what's the oimik of this halacha? That kosev varchu, it's supposed to be ponim keneged ponim. So he says, v'atam, ki yodua, Kishem Shabalak hikbid likach Bilam. Just like Balak was makbid to take Bilam, ulohilicha yamakim shir mishama'am. Before Bilam was going to curse Klal Yisrael, he wanted Bilam to see Klal Yisrael. Kidei shal yidei hari'iyas panim bepanim yidbak behem kelolasai. Because he knew that if he was going to look at them, that would cause the kolala to be davik more in Klal Yisrael. Yoisem yashalo yiroisam. Meaning, a klal is more effective if you're looking than if you're not looking. Hachinami ha'inyim bebracha. Says the Chasam Sofer, it's pasha. The same is true by bracha. Ki panim bepanim yoisir tachol me'ashe tachol kishe'ina bifaneinu. A bracha that's panim bepanim has more of an effect in Hilchis brachas than if you're not in front of the person. V'lochein mitzvah alokayanim levarich panim bepanim. So says the Chasam Sofer ala Torah, that's the reason that there's a mitzvah of panim kineged panim. It's learned out from a drasha. Amar lahem, but what's the oymik? What's the tam pnimi? It's bashir. He says, because the bracha will be more chal this way. How do I know that? I learned that from the klolos of Bilam. That just like there was an inyan for Bilam and Balak, they were big bekiim in the sugi of klolos, and they understood that if you're going to see klal, you saw the klolos is going to be more davik, so too the bracha is going to be more davik as well. I see they bring on the bottom of the Chasam Sofer, I'm reading from the Oiris Chasam Sofer, so they bring that in the Minhagim of the Chasam Sofer, it says, quote, Bebrichas koyhanim amad mechuvin keneged pnei koyhanim, that the Chasam Sofer was mak, but he wanted to be mamish facing. So not only in the part of the Beis Medrash that's not behind the Kayanim, but that's in front of the Kayanim, but he wanted to be literally mechuvet at Kayanim, and they say it's the Chasam Sofer l'shitasai, because he held the whole Indian is to be literally panim el panim, not just not to be me'achiri at Kayanim, which is the sugya that's coming, but to literally be panim keneged panim because of this Indian. So the bracha should be modavik, and it's a shtickle the Chasam Sofer l'shitasai. But just to mention, this Indian that the Chasam Sofer mentions, that the bracha is more chal when this re'iyah is mentioned in the Sefurna in Parshas Vayechi. The pasuk says, "Ve'eni Yisrael kavdu mizoiken lo yuchal lirois." Yisrael, as in Yaakov Avinu, he was very old. He's lying on his deathbed. Yaakov Avinu lo imes, his proverbial deathbed, and lo yuchal lirois, he couldn't see. Vayagesh oisam elav. He told the children, Ephraim and Manasseh, to come to him. Vayishak lehem, he kissed them. Vayichabek lehem, and he hugged them. And then, of course, he gives them the bracha. It says the Sforna, what's this haktamah? Eini Yisrael kavdu mizoikin layuchal lirois. And therefore he says, come ahead, let me give you a kiss, let me give you a hug. Layuchal lirois heitev. Number one, what it means is not that he couldn't see. Couldn't see good. Good enough, kidei shetachol olav birchasoi biroisai oisam. He's about to give them a bracha. And he couldn't see them good enough. That the bracha would have that chalois where it would be literally davik to them. Ke'inyin, like you find Asher Tirenu Misham, Bamidbar Chav Gimel Yod Gimel. It's the Chasam Sofer's pasuk. It's referring to the pasuk that Balak tells Bilam, there's an angle where you can see the way the Jews are in camp to be able to give your klala. Ke'inyin, Vayareu Hashem Es Kol Haaretz, Kidei Sheyivarech Haysav. V'chein Be'elisha, you find the same exact thing. So what did Yaakov Avinu do? What did Yisrael do? V'ein Yisrael Kavdu Mizakel Yuchal Lirois. So he did the next best thing. Vayishak Lohem Vayichabik Lohem, Kidei Sheyitbak Nafshoi Bohem, V'tochel Aleim Berchasei. There's an Indian that when you give bracha, there should be some dveikus between the Mevarech and the Mizbarech. And you could be mekayim that veikus through re'iyah. And that's the Indian, says the Chasam Sofer, of Amor Lehem, Mamish, Ka'adam Amadam Lechaveira. It should be panim al-panim. But what happened was, Ve'en Yisrael Kavdu Mizoikin Lo Yuchal Lirois. He couldn't see. So therefore, it was Vayage Yishoysa Melov, Vayishak Lehem, Vayichabek Lehem. That's why he had to bring them closer. Zok the Gemara weiter. The Pasnik, the Tanya Yidach, Nacha Breisa, Kaysa Varcha Bekol Ram. Maybe you could say Birchas Kehanim Balachash Talmudoy Ma'amar Lehem Ka'odom She'oymer Lechaveri. So what's learned out from the fact that Birchas Kehanim has to be B'kol Ram? Not for now, maybe in the coming days, but this is the sugya of Shemea Ka'ina as it relates to Birchas Kehanim, the famous pulmus with regards to whether one Kohen can get up and he can say Birchas Kehanim, and all the other Kehanim are going to be Yaitza with Shemea Ka'ina, and it's Yidua that the Beis Halevi said that it doesn't work. Why? Because Shemea Ka'ina can make it as if you said what you heard, Abba B'kol Ram. You're just listening. Where's the Kol Ram? You don't make noise when you listen. And as a result, it's a chasr in the Kol Ram. But this one line in the sugis of Raid is where it's at. Amr Abaya said, so we just went through a whole bunch of Tanya Idachs, and now we have a few halachas that come from the Amayra. Noktina, we have a klal. The Shnayim Kerkan. If there are two Kehanim, they're going to be Oilu Laduchim. So you should say Kehanim. call out to the kohen. Ulechad ain't a kohen. But if there's only one kohen that's going to do it, you don't say kohen. Shneim. But the pasuk says Amar lehem l'shnayim. So if there's two, then Amar lehem. But if there's only one, you don't do it. Amar Rav Chizah says Naktinam kohen kohen kohenim. If the bal kohen, the chazan, is a kohen, he says kohenim. But then you saw kohen kohenim. Yisrael does not say kohenim. Shneim Amar lehem Amira mishal lehem. The Omer, if he's Mishel Lahem, he should be Omer Lahem. The Halach is like Abaya. Usually when it says V'hilchas HaKavosad Abaya, the next words are B'yal Kagam. V'hilchas HaKavosad Abaya, there's no rubber here. So V'hilchas HaKavosad Abaya, that you only say Kayhanim if there's two Kayhanim, not if there's one. But less V'hilchas HaKavosad Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda's Halach that said that only a Kayhan is supposed to say Kayhanim, but a non-Kayhan doesn't say Kayhanim. That's not something we paskin. Simin, Mesava, Lebracha, Duchan, Bavoida, Kois, Makir, Nene, how do we know that the Ebishtah has a taiva for Berchas Kehanim? The Ebishtah loves Berchas Kehanim. Shenem avesomu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarchen. So what do you see from here? So it's a little sawsome, but Rashi says that sounds like the Ebishtah is saying, do this for me, take my name and put it on Klal Yisrael, and I'll give you a bracha if you do it. It sounds like the Ebishtah is the one that wants it, right? That's what's happening over here. V'samu Hashmi al b'nei Yisrael, and I'll give you a bracha if you do it for me. Right? No, Lashon Bakasha. Doesn't say no, but that theme, it's mamish, you're doing it for me. V'am Rebbe Shulman Levi, kol kain shemavarech mizbarech. Any kind that gives a bracha is going to be gebenched. V'she'ein ein mivarech, but if he doesn't give it, ein mizbarech shenema. V'avarcha mivarchecha, poshet. V'avarcha mivarchecha, Shem told Avram Avinu. Avram at the time, that any person that's going to give your nation a bracha, I'm going to bench. Oh, so the Kayanim are giving brachas. So it's Vabarcha Mivarcha. Any Kayan that's not Oil Luduchen, over Beshloishase. He's over three lavin. Kaysavarchu, Omar Lahem, and Vesamu Ashmi. Rav Amarav says, Choshesh and Shem Ben Gerusha Ben Chalusa. A Kayan that's not Oil Luduchen, you have to be Choshesh, maybe he's a Chalal. A Cholol is a Zor L'chol Dover, so he doesn't Duchen, obviously. So there could be a concern that maybe he's a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalusa. But like Pelig, the Mar says, really, no machloikis. Meaning, if you have a person that sometimes is oil leduchen, sometimes not, so you're not going to be chayish anymore that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza, because once he's sometimes oil leduchen, so obviously he's not a ben grusha ben chalutza. But at the same time, he's over b'shloish aseh. A person that's never oil leduchen, so then already he's over b'shloish aseh. But on top of that, you also have to be chayish that maybe he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. Any kind that doesn't go up to duchen by avoida, by ritzeh, by that part of davening, shuv einoy oilo. He's not allowed to be oil anymore. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'yisa harin es yodav elo om, v'yivorchem, v'yered me'asois hachatas v'oilo, v'hashlom. So Aharon, when he gave his bracha, when did he do it? He did it b'shas da'avoida. Ma'ala halam ba'avoida, afkam ba'avoida. So too, when we do berchas ke'anim, it has to be ba'avoida, which is, of course, when we do berchas ke'anim, right? It's by ritzeh, v'seyarev. It's all in da'avoida. And why is it in da'avoida? Because that's when Aharon HaKohen did it. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Incidentally, even the Kehanim that used to do Berchas Kehanim in the Beis HaMikdash, says the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid. When did they do it? They did it while they were bringing the Eilas HaTamid. It was during the Karban. And it's during Karbanis, that's when you're supposed to do the Avodah. The Gemara says, is this true? A Kohen could only duchen if he goes up B'shas ritzeh, but kol koyin she'ene oilo ba'avoyda shuv'ene oilo, v'ravami ravasi salki, v'ravami ravasi, they used to duchen, even though they hadn't gone up ready by ritzeh. By the way, the word duchen, right, we said before, what is Nesias Kevan? What's a duchen? What does a duchen mean? A duchen is a platform, right? That's what, this is a duchen. A duchen is a platform. And the Kehanim, they used to stand on a duchan. Physically, that's where they were. It was like in a higher up place. So the inyan is that a Kohen, that's oila, right? You're being oila the duchan. Yeah, you're climbing up the duchan. So if you're not standing there by ritzeh, l'chura, what we're saying is you can't be mekayim your mitzvah of nesias kapayim. Kasha is Rav Ami Rav Asi. Wasn't like that. So the Gemara says, Rav Ami Rav Asi, here's the chiddush. May kara have a akri karayu. Meaning, they started making their move. They started walking in that direction. As long as you start walking in that direction, that in of itself is going to be okay. And there's a makar to this. Rab Oishia said, this is what we said, that you can't duchen if you don't make it there for ritzeh. That's if you didn't start going. But as long as you make your first move, that in of itself is going to be okay. But Tananami, really, this is a Mishnah. The Mishnah is discussing a koyin that's a chazin. Could he get involved in the duchening or not? So the Mishnah says like this: Im havtachasi shenoyses kapov, If he knows that he can halt cheshbon, you know, he can go from duchening to here, and he's not going to lose what he's davening. No sudorim then, right? So if he can do that, Rashi, it's okay. But the Gemara asks the kasha, holoi okar, right? It's a good kasha. How could there even be a sugya whether the chazan is able to be oil leduchen? He could stand on this platform to do his thing. If you have to be there already, Firitzei, he can't be the Firitzei as the chazan. He's the Baal Tfilas. Everybody else, they're taking their shoes off, right? They're doing what they do. But he can't be involved in that Indian. He's as the chazan, he's the Shliach Tzibur. So that's absolutely worse. Elder, not Purta. Must be, he moves a little bit, a tiny bit, that he could do. Hachanami Daka Purta. So you see, Daka Purta is going to be enough, and that's really going to be fine. This last Gemara that we just learned is a very important Gemara in terms of understanding the Sias Kapayim. Not for now, but just an important Gemara as far as understanding the Sias Kapayim. Because you see, the Sias Kapayim has a Sheiches to the Tefillah of Ritzeh. Right? When do we duchen? We duchen right by Ritzeh time. Right? Moedim Ritzeh, that's when we duchen. But the idea is that the Kehanim are supposed to be oil the duchen. They're supposed to be standing there. What does Ritzeh have to do with anything? Why do they have to be there by Ritzeh? So the Gemara says we learn it from Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen, when did he bench Klal Yisrael? He did it by Yivorchem after he brought the Chattas, the Oila, and the Shlomen. And we learn from there, Ma'al Lahalam Ba'avoida, Avkam Ba'avoida. And where's it Chal, the Avkam Ba'avoida? It's Chal by Ritzeh. But there's a Sheiches between duchening, between Asiyas Kapayim, and Ritzeh. Now the emes is, there's a Sheiches between Asiyas Kapayim and Tefillah. A Kohen can't just go say Yivarech Hashem Yishrecha be mekayim the mitzvah day raisa of kois of archas b'nei Yisrael amar lahem. Right, let's start from the beginning. Duchening is a mitzvah day raisa. It's possible in the Torah. It's not even negotiable. It's a mitzvah day raisa. Over begimel I say, say in the makom hamikdash, it's say begvulim. That's mefurish and sefri. It doesn't discriminate between beis hamikdash not beis hamikdash. So that's clear that duchening is a mitzvah day raisa. Stating that the mitzvah day raisa is something that you can only be mekayim b'shas tefillah. And the reason you can only be mekayim the mitzvah b'shas tefillah is because we learn from Aharon, ma lahalam b'avoida, afkam b'avoida. Tefillah is our proverbial avoida, keneged the tmidim mamish, which is when they used to duchen in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why this plays itself out b'shas avoida. And ad kedei kach, even in tefillah alone, it's by the bracha of Ritzeh. I'm not saying my own Torah, as I state in the G'day Le'achroinim. That's what is happening over here. That Birchas Kehanim is a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that has a sheiches to avodah. Our avodah is tefillah, and because our avodah is tefillah, so it's for that reason that we do it b'shas tefillah, and even b'shas tefillah, b'shas the bracha that has a sheiches to avodah, which is the bracha of Ritzeh. The Emek Bracha brings that the Briskerov told him that he wants to ask Reb Chaim Brisker the following question. Earlier in the week, we mentioned the machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban, where the tefillah is the Raisa, the tefillah is the Rabbanu. So he brings that the Gaivid Mibrisk, Shlita, the time Briskerov was alive. So the Briskerov said that he asked his father, Reb Chaim, he said that according to the Ramban that holds, that tefillah is the Rabbanu, and how could he have Brichas Kayanim the Raisa? Brichas Kayanim has to be B'shas Avoida. It sounds like that's ma'akiv in the mitzvah of Brichas Kayanim. That it has to be B'shas Avoida. If it has to be B'shas Avoida, so where do you have Avoida in the Gvulin? Elamai Tefillah. Tefillah is connected to Tmidim. So he said, Bishlam, according to the Rambam, that holds Tefillah's Dairaisa. So on a Dairaisa level, you have Avoida. So if you have an Avoida Dairaisa, maybe you can have a Birchas Kehanim Dairaisa. But the Rav asked Reb Chaim that according to the Ramban, that there's no Tefillah Dairaisa. So if there's no Tefillah Dairaisa, there's no Avoida. If there's no Avoida, how can you be Mekai in the Mitzvah Birchas Kehanim? Birchas Kehanim is a Mitzvah Dairaisa, Bain, Bismach, Beis Mikdash, or Yekai, Bain, Begvul. In the Beis HaMikdash, it had to be done b'shas avoida. Malahal b'avoida, afkam b'avoida. Okay, where was the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash? The avoida. Where's the avoida today? Tefillah. But that's all good if you hold tefillah's deiraisa. So there's an avoida deiraisa. If you hold tefillah's drabbanon, what's going to be the tefillah? So the Reb Chaim told the Brisker Rav, quote, he said that it's not a kavetiritz law. The afla soifrin the tefillah drabbanon, even according to the shittas that all tefillah's drabbanon, this is not eszar. Hainu davka chayves atfilah. That's the chiyuv to daven. The midayraisa leko chiyuv leispalo. Avol inyan atfilah habi midayraisa lekuli alma. But everybody, even the Ramban holds that the inyan atfilah is a dayraisa. The imispalo shaper mekayim mitzvah dayraisa. And if he dominates, he's Makami Mitzvah Dairaisa. And that's why we have a Heftza of Avoida, even according to Rabban. The cash is, you need a Heftza of Avoida in order for you to be Makami, your Mitzvah Dairaisa of Birchas Kehanim. Avu the Heftza of avoida. Like the Rambam, that's tefillah. But according to Rambam, where do you have it? So said Reb Chaim, the Rambam's not chaylik, that there's no cheftza of avoida, that tefillah is not a din d'orais avad it is. You wonder if you have to do it, you don't have to do it. Oh, but in terms of a cheftza, that the emes is that this, that Reb Chaim told, the Brisker Rav, as brought down in the Emek Bracha, it's page Tezvav, it's Sif Aleph and Asiyas Kapayim, it's before Reb Chaim and Sefer. The second Reb Chaim and Sefer is in Hilchas Tefillah, and Teich Dvarav, he's talking about this Shita, Saramban, and the Machlokes Rambam and Ramban, he says one line, V'afilu la'cholkan ala Rambam, that hold that Tefillah is the Rabbanon, hainu rak b'chiyuva, aval kiyuma v'inyana, havi l'kule alma medivrei Torah. Kiyuma v'inyana, the ingin, the chefts of Tefillah is a zicha, chefts of fin avoida medei raisa, and even kiyuma, you makayim a mitzvah of Tefillah when you do it. And as a result, that's how it shaykhs to have birchas kanah. What you have to try to figure out a little bit, we'll just leave this with a kasha, and that is that Nesias Kapayim sounds like a chiyuv, yet Tefillah is not a chiyuv, so it's an interesting thing. There's a mitzvah dei raisa, there's a mitzvah chiyuvah of birchas kanah b'gvulim. You're a kohen, you have a chiyuv. And you can only do a bishnas avoid, and you don't have a chiyuv tefillah. So you have a chiyuv to daven to be able to makam your mitzvah brachas kiyanim. Tein lechachem yachkamai. But just to end with one dvar agad, that's something we once mentioned, but I think it's kedai to mention it again, and that is the Chasam Sofer in a few different places in his svarim. He says that we know that Hashem told Avram Avinu in the beginning of Parashas Lach Lecha. He said va'avorcha mivarchecha umik. Said, I'm going to bench all the people that bench you, and all the people that curse you, I'm going to curse. And the Chasam Sofer said that me'oz, it always bothered me, that why is it when it comes to the bracha, first it says, I'm going to bench the people that bench you, and when it comes to the klala, first it says, the people that curse you, I'm going to curse. Either it should say, and or it should say, it's not congruous. It seems to be inconsistent. So the Chasam Sofer says that he always said a teretz, and then he writes that Shamati, I heard that I was mechaven to the Goyen of Prague, Rabbi Loza Flakla. So this is Prezburg and Prague colliding. But said the Heilige Chasam Sofer that Yesh Loima, he says that if a gebenched person gives you a bracha. So what's the bracha going to be? Right? He says, you go to another man wants to give somebody a bracha. He wants to give him a bracha. This person should be zoicha tashir. So what's his bracha going to be? He should be zoicha. He should have a Shabbos. He should be able to have chicken. He should be able to have a little bit of... What's his bracha? What are his asogas? His asogas are very shvach. And because his asogas are very shvach, so therefore, the bracha that he's going to have is shvach. A grace gives you a bracha. He's going to talk about millions and shmillions, right? That's what he's going to talk about. But das versteht er. In his mind, this is what it means to give a bracha. He said, when it comes to klala, he says it's just the opposite. He said a person that's a gesholten mensch, he gives klalas, rachman litzlan, you don't want to go near this person's klalas. He says somebody that has a good life, he says, I give you, his klal is, you should have a hard day, I don't know. But whatever his hasogas of klalas are, he said the hasogas of the brachas of a gebenched mensch are much, much greater than the hasogas of the brach of a person that's not gebenched. And the hasoga of the klalas of a gesholten mensch are rachman litzlan, a lot more severe than the sagas of the klalas of nishta gesholten mensch. So the Ebeshah tells Avram Avinu that va'avarcha mevarchecha, the people that are going to give you brachas, I'm going to bench. Va'avarcha, I'm going to give them the bracha before they give you the bracha. So like this, when you get the bracha, it's going to be a Rebbe Shabrucha, shayna hide, pile it on, it's going to be mamish, a bracha of adbalidai. Umekalelcha, the people that curse you, I'm going to first curse them afterwards. Because those people that curse you, they're not going to be gesholten a mensch. They're going to get klala, abnach the klala. So like this, the klala is not going to be azaga ferlach a klala. The Gemara says that a koyin, that's mevarches Yisrael, he's misbarech. Shenema, the pasuk says, it says, va'avarcha mevarchecha. And that's the emes, it's a bracha for the koyin. The koyin has a gevaldige bracha. Because what the Rabbi Shogun Levi said in our daf is that the koyin's going to get bracha, called koyin ha-mevarech misbarech, ha-beliknim dem oichet ha-kneich in the bracha of Klal Yisrael. That when the yid's going to get the bracha from the koyin's going to be standing there, he's going to say, Yivarecha Hashem b'mamoin, v'yishmerechem en ha-mazikin, and you're Hashem panu ve'lecha, you should be zoicha, it should be in the skala to you, all the sides of Torah, you should be zoicha to shalom, you should have shmir ol yoyin, and you should have chen v'chesed, and all the meir the gebrachas. It's going to come from gebench dimension, a gebench dimension's brachas, and under our bracha, that's the oimik in the vavarcha mevarchecha, lichten them say a toisefes bracha for the koyin, and also a toisefes bracha for Yisrael.